I guess that means it's time to start. I love this space, and I've been so excited about this service because we get to sit in a circle, and today I will know everyone that's been at church, where a lot of Sundays I don't always catch everyone because I'm up in the front. So I love this space of our worship together. Let's just open with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for being with us another week. Thank you for your blessings that we see in so much of the beauty around us, in the beauty of your creation, in the fresh garden produce, in the beautiful flowers that are blooming. Thank you for reminding us that you are with us, showing us your love, your faithfulness each day. I just pray a blessing on our worship and our time together this morning. We want to lift up your name and call you holy. Amen. Harrison, would you come lead us?
Please turn to number 285, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Yeah.
And stand if you're able. Mm-hmm. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels worship all. Let angels prostrate all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Know that this service is a lot of singing. If you're not a real big singer, that's okay. These words are our prayers. So if you just want to sit and soak in the sound and the music, that's fine. If you can't always stand when we invite you to stand, that's okay too. I want to welcome our visitors this morning. If you're with us for the first time, we welcome you. Also, I want to just take note for those with small children that we have the skylight room out here, room number one, prepared for small children today instead of you having to go way far back where the nursery usually is. So just take note of that. If anyone has any announcements, would you please come forward at this time and use the microphone?
You could stand by me.
I can't believe she's got that much energy after a couple of weeks of chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Yeah, I'm fading. The Women's Executive Committee got together this morning and divided up committees. It's time to work on the new handbook. So we will be calling you, those of you who have already served for the past year, decide if you would like to serve again. And if we don't contact you and there's something you'd like to participate, please let us know. I really feel like this is the real small groups of the church, the people that wash the dishes, the people that set up the workshop, that get the jobs done. So be prepared. Think about what you would like to do. If you're burned out on something, that's fine, too. We'll be contacting you all in the next couple weeks. Your turn.
Well, next Sunday, we're going to gather up your coins. So I want you to check the ashtrays in your car. Check the coffee cup in the cupboard and all those places where you might throw those coins, and bring your coins in, because it's your coins, my coins, and our coins that count for MCC.
Thank you, Ward. Let's turn in your hymnal to 684. 684, we're going to read that together in a moment. The Psalms offer reasons for worship. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. When we enter into this place called Zion, it reminds us of who we are and where we have come from. Outside these walls, we try to make a name for ourselves, making up our identity from our vocation, our bank account, our friendships, and accomplishments. But inside these walls, where we experience God's presence, we remember who we are and to whom we belong. Worship reminds us that our identity begins and ends with God, the one who made us and who cares for us. So in shaping our identity, worship also shapes our worldview. If God is the one who made us all, then we also find our identity with the people of all the earth. Worship can push us beyond the boundaries of race and nationality and help us to recognize that we are not called to be at home with just our people, but with all God's people. The gates of God's presence are wide open to a multitude of travelers coming from all over the place, all made to be focused on reflecting the image of God within them, rather than reflecting on their differences. Isn't it neat to see the Olympics, if you're watching those, and to see all of these countries and people coming together? Yes, it's for competition, but I always wonder, how are people getting to know each other? Are they making new friends with others from other countries? It brings people together under a big event that broadens our view of the world. We're called to make a joyful noise, a harmony of sounds in many languages, but all giving worship to God. Worship is the universal language of God's world, and no matter where we call home, we're called to join together in thanks and praise. So let's do that in reading this 684 response. Praise God from the heavens.
Praise God, all you angels.
Praise God, sun and moon.
Praise God,
you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let all praise the name of God, who commanded and they were created. Praise God, all the earth, you sea monsters and all depths, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy winds that fulfill God's word. Let the rulers of the earth and all peoples and all the judges of the earth, men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of God, whose name alone is exalted, is above earth and heaven, and who has raised the fortunes of the people. May this God be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, you fill the heavens and the earth with your presence, and your eyes watch over all of creation. We have heard the distant sound of your voice in prophets and apostles from long ago. As we gather as your body today, we ask that you would be present with us. You are the source of our life and breath. We know that every good gift we have comes from you. We know that in you we have redemption and forgiveness and are fully known and completely loved. Our true home is in you. Help us to remember. Help us to trust. Thank you for your grace and compassion that always draws us back to home. We pray in your holy name. Amen. Let's continue singing with number 46.
I sing the mighty power of God that makes the mountains rise.
As when the flowing seas are broad and fill the lofty skies, I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at God's command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the
Holy, 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 number 75. If we could do on verse 1, the German, and then verse 2, men only. Does that sound good?
Matthew's going to play.
Yeah. Matthew's going to play along.
We're going to go with his pitch.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. That was fun. I'll give a brief intro.
Please turn to number 150, Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
I have been called.
faithful like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the slopes of my transgression, grace to pardon all my sin, shame my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most deep heart. By its overwhelming power, making me God's dear child. Purchase the grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the righteous grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the fountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the slopes of my transgression, sing it greater far than all my sin and shame, my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus Christ. His
name. All right, we're going to take requests now. And now, I don't want to lead all these requests because my arm's starting to get tired. So if you request, either I have to like it enough that I'm going to lead it, or you can lead it. Or you can ask someone to lead it. So if anyone has a request, now would be the time. Gonna be honest, I really don't know this song, so. Okay, Jana's gonna do it.
Number one. 606. Let's stand. The old 606? 118. 118. We have to stand if able. Let's do it.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above. 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 Praise Him above.
Sounds so beautiful, you guys. The acoustics in here really make us sound like a huge choir. I'm going to invite Elizabeth and Emma up to read some scripture.
Psalms 5:11. Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for you joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exalt in you.
Psalms 59:16. I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. We read it together. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in our hearts to God.
We'll take our offering at this time. Please turn to number 341. We're going to listen to Matthew play Jesus Loves Me through once, and then we will sing Jesus Loves Me. 341.
Thank you. Before we go to this next song, When Peace Like a River, I would like to tell you a story about this song and the power that it has. About 15 years ago, when our youngest daughter, Emily, was about 14, I was working out of the office in our home, and it was just about time for Emily to come home from school. I heard the school bus stop outside, and as soon as she would come in, I'd ask, "Hi, how is your day going?" And I knew I didn't need to ask how her day went when I heard the front door open going, wham! And I heard her drop her books, her backpack on the floor. Thunk! And then she started coming up the stairs. It was a split-level house. Bam, 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 bam. I thought, maybe I should wait before I ask her how her day is. And I heard her sit down on the piano bench, boom, like a pile of bricks, and throw back the wooden cover on the piano keys. Crack! And then she sat down, and she was going to be leading hymns on the piano the next Sunday. So I just heard the page and the hymnal flip. Whack! To the first one, and then I heard, "It is well, bang, 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 boom, 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 with my soul, bang, bang, bang," like that. And the first verse was like that, and I was thinking, it does not sound like it's very well with her soul. But by the time she got to that third verse, "O Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight," it was starting to sound like it was getting well with her soul. And I think she started to do a verse or two after that where it just started to flow as it was well with her soul. Later on that day, I asked her, "How was your day?" "Okay." "What do you do in school today?" "Stuff." "Was everything all right?" "Sure." And in case you're wondering, I did get Emily's permission to tell this story. And as a matter of fact, she says, "I don't even remember that." I will give an introduction to "One Peace Like a River," and then join me on the verses, please.
We're going to do My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, 343.
Play a G chord. D on the
top. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his loving face, I rest upon unchanging grace. In every rough and stormy gale, my anchor rules it in the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His altars are all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. With no other help my soul can move, I rest upon unchanging love. I trust His righteous character, His counsel, promise, and His power. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, all blessed to stand the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Please turn to 812. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory above the heavens. Yet You have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. Please turn to 521. Charlie, would you lead us? Charlie Gingrich, come forward. 521.
Oh, my God, love and be blessing to my heart.
you. Jannie, would you come and lead the next one? 580, My Life Flows On. 580. Then we'll take a few requests.
My life flows on in endless song of
75. We'll remain standing, but if you prefer not to stand, you're free to sit. Jeremy, you want to lead? No? Okay. Harrison?
Lift your glad voices in triumph on high.
Thank you.
8. Anyone, what was the other number? 616. Okay, through 8. Probably. What is it? Yeah, we'll do 308 first. I don't know this one. Would you lead it?
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nesting bird nor star in heaven, such a My Shepherd.
may be seated.
Excuse us while we stand by for technical difficulties. Yes, now it seems to be working. Very good. Let's take time for prayer. Francis of Assisi said that whoever sings prays twice. So if we take another time for prayer, I guess we are praying three times this morning. Just to begin this time of sharing joys and testimonies, I'll share my joy at having Jim and Ginny Jackson, Becky's parents, here with us this week. They came in yesterday. Getting from Tucson to the Portland airport was a snap for them. Everything went fine. Getting from the airport home through traffic was a different story, but I'm sure you know what that's like sometimes. I also want to bring a word of greetings from Pastor Fabe Traore, who was with us last year around the time of Vacation Bible School, who is pastoring the church among his people, the Submogo people of Burkina Faso, and working on Bible translation. And he sent us an update. He says, we have done the first draft of the whole complete New Testament, and now what remains are several stages of testing and verification for the final text, which includes sometimes just finding people outside the church who haven't heard this language before, or haven't heard these stories or the Bible before, and then reading passages to them and seeing if it makes sense to them, and often that is another step of evangelization. So please keep them in your prayers, he asks. What other joys or testimonies would we like to share with each other this morning? Please raise your hand if you have one such, and I'll bring the mic to you. Yes, Lynn.
This is holy ground. Did you notice Charlie already had his shoes off? I'm going to step out here. This particular spot, close to the keyhole in Western Gym, is where God encountered me when I was a junior. My life has ever changed, so this is a holy spot. But thank you, MYF and Jennifer, for the service. Matt, we missed your sermon, but, you know, this was just, no, not quite as good. I've preached a few sermons myself, and there's a place for that, but singing these hymns has just been a wonderful experience. And I didn't notice in the order of service there was a time for sharing, but there were several times during the singing that you could have just stood up and said, wow, this is wonderful. I hope you all felt that this morning. Just a phrase or two, like, not in part, but the whole. God didn't take care of part of what I had a need for. He took care of everything, and you... That's just one thing, and I've heard so many this morning. I hope you all had that same kind of experience. I praise God.
Thank you, Lynn. Yes, Carol.
Carol Miller. I love the story about Emily. And as we sang the song, it made me think, we can know that it is well with our soul. But that illustration of her banging out on the piano and then resolving and coming to that place of one accord with what the words are talking about is so much like life that we can know it, and yet we know it in our heart. It's that assurance of who Christ is that gives us that peace, but sometimes the mind and the body don't feel like it. So I love that illustration.
This is Lauren. I would echo what Lynn said about the hymns ministering. A couple of them spoke words like, "While to that rock I'm clinging." It just reminded me of some times in life when, you know, it was pure hell. And only that rock, Jesus Christ, was what I could have some hope in and believe that things were going to get better. So I heard that in a couple of different hymns, and there were a lot of phrases along with good music. So I really appreciate you guys bringing these old hymns and having us sing them together.
Thank you. Okay.
This is Kelly. I found out while we were on our trip up in the San Juans that my dad was in the hospital with a lung infection, and he's home now. But I just asked for your prayers for his continued healing, because it seems like ordinary illnesses seem to be hitting him harder now that as he's getting older. His name is Lamont.
Since Don, well, this is Clark. Since Don won't talk about the bike ride, I will. We just got back this Friday night from the bike ride up in the San Juans. We had 88 riders. We were roughly about 100 people. It was a successful ride. It was gorgeous.
Oh, yes, here you go. Darling.
We have an 8-year-old great-grandson that is sick. He has an abscess on his lung. And they're going to do some more tests tomorrow to see if they can figure out what they have to do.
Evan. His name is Evan. Okay, and he will have tests tomorrow, you said? Okay. You know, about the hymns and the phrases from the hymns, the one that gets me every time is, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor." Harold.
Judy has now had 5 MRIs. She's had numerous doctor's appointments, and they cannot find out why she is having the incredible weakness that she has. And my heart cries for her. Pray for her.
And our hearts cry with you and hers. Jenna.
You know, when you ask the youth, "Hey, you guys can plan a worship service, what do you want to do?" And they say hymn sing, I just think that that says very much about them and some of their gifts. So when I sent out an email and said, "What songs do you guys want to sing for this?" I got about 15, a list of 15, and several replied and said, "Yeah, Jana, whatever, that I agree." So I just want to give thanks to our youth and their leadership today. Jared came on Friday and helped me set up chairs. So, you know, there's a little work to be done to make this happen in the gym. So just give them a pat on the back. And they're our future leaders, and I appreciate them being a part of today.
And also for this morning, I was just struck again as well by the hospitality, the joy, the friendship, and the efficiency of the kitchen crew setting up for our breakfast. And there seemed to be such a wonderful supply this morning, I felt like a hobbit going up for my second breakfast and my third. Any other testimonies? Okay. Yes. Dennis.
You know, I shared this with Matthew a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't really thinking about sharing it, but I think when we came to Zion or transferred our membership, it was a really bumpy time, and I thought Zion was somewhat internally focused and parochial. And over the last 5 years, I just would share that I look at Zion much differently today. It was a hard time when 6 years ago or whenever that was. But I see Zion as yeast, and I was reminded at the Hope Village ribbon-cutting ceremony when the state senators and the local officials talked about the affordable housing and what a difference Hope Village makes. And, you know, we hear about MCC and MDS and the conference and all the things that are kind of Mennonite. And then I start thinking about, you know, bridging cultures. And the Canby Center and the Jubilee Pantry and Habitat and Richard's Bar Ministry, and I start thinking about the yeast and the difference that Zion makes in the larger community, and that kind of parochial view has been really replaced with this hopefulness. And you've just blessed me over and over again with all the things that this congregation does to make a difference in our local community and the world. And I just, I don't know, I'm grateful and hopeful.
Thank you. I invite you to join me then in prayer, and especially when we come to the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer together. Let's pray. Lord, we believe that at the heart and source of the universe is love. From before time ever was, love is. We believe, Lord, but help our unbelief. And you, Lord, are that love that called all creation into being, including each and every one of us here, and each and every one of us whom we know and love, even beyond the walls of this space, this moment. You, Lord, are that love which sustains each and every atom and galaxy of creation, as well as each and every one of us. You created us in love and for love, to be loved by you forever, to love each other and to love you forever. Accept our worship this day as our reaching out, however imperfectly, to unite ourselves to you in love and gratitude and praise, thanksgiving, and sometimes, yes, in lament. We praise you for the joys of life and love that we know, especially such things as Tyler and Kelsey Roth's love and marriage this weekend, for the progress made by our brothers and sisters in Burkina Faso towards translating your word into their languages. Oh God, for the experience of all the bike riders this week and the ministries that they bless as well as the other ministries mentioned going out from this community that reach beyond us. For the youth and their leadership of this service today and the planning, and for all the ministries of hospitality here. We give you thanks for such and even more. Thank you for the teachers and coaches of our church schools, like those of Bethel College, getting ready for their ministry this year. We also acknowledge the pains, the sorrows, the fears and losses we carry that we can bring to you, knowing that they will be welcomed with compassion. We do that for a world torn by conflict, for churches and believers around the world facing poverty, oppression, and persecution, for our own and each other's burdens, such as our members and friends who are unable to be with us today with medical issues such as Eddie Willig, Willie Garber, Luella Hostetler, and for Judy Hall. Oh God, grant that there be diagnosis, treatment, relief and release soon for her. Oh Lord, this we pray also on behalf of Evan and the tests that he will have tomorrow. Be with the doctors and nurses working with him, but also with him and with all his family to assure them of your presence, your love and grace for them, as well as for LaVon. Be with him and grant him continued healing and strength, O God. For the people of Nepal and the new churches there, we pray as well as they minister in a context of devastation. Lord, we ask that by the power of your love, may you turn today's cares and burdens into tomorrow's testimonies of deliverance. Dear Lord, as we remember this church around the world, we remember that we are one with them and with every other church throughout all time and history who share the same Lord and the same prayer that He taught us whenever we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Let's stand and turn to 763 for our benediction, and then Harrison will lead us in a closing hymn. 763. We came to worship. We have been given the light. We have been blessed by God's love. We are Christ's disciples.
All right, so if you look in the bulletin, it says 546, guide my feet. But we are changing it to 545, be thou my vision, because it was on the list and we didn't do it. So we're going to do this one.